Kyle Hankins.
And this is On the Air with Power Squared, a weekly look behind the scenes, what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. We're sort of doing an apology podcast.
Yeah.
We had some technical difficulties last night. If you happen to watch, and it's still, I guess, available on Twitch, you can hear us great, but you can't hear Julia or Rachel. So we thought we would at least apologize for that and then also try to cover some of the same materials that we covered last night.
Yeah.
The last night's topic, the reason we got everybody together was to talk about, again, everyone's favorite topic, marketing, which is important if you have a comic book or anything you're trying to sell to, you know, reach your target audience or ideal reader.
Yeah.
And on Monday, Paul and I had a meeting with Jamal Hennessy.
Hope we're pronouncing his name right.
Yes. Who wrote a book about doing that. We sponsored his Kickstarter, and because we gave, extra, we were able to have an hour of his time.
Yeah.
Which we did on Monday to talk about marketing Power Squared.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we talked about was, like, where we should be concentrating our effort. And we think at this point that it's college students. And possibly twins in college.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to aim at, I used to say, the new adult. You know, people are becoming new adults. New adult fiction. And it's also fantasy and superheroes. And so that's where he thinks we should try to.
Yeah. So going to things like book fairs and.
College art shows.
Yeah.
And so we hopefully will be doing some of that again once the COVID goes away.
Yeah.
No one wants to die over promoting Power Squared. We talked about kind of our strengths and weaknesses and
opportunities and threats.
Right. And so, and we also compared it with somebody that we thought was similar.
Yes.
A similar target audience. And that was Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl lasted for 50 issues, though I only read, like, a few of them.
Right.
Based on our conversation with him, our Squirrel Girl's strength is that it has Marvel backing it. But one of its weaknesses was the fact that it had Marvel backing it. It was with Marvel. Has an interconnected universe, and you basically need to be following a bunch of stuff in order to keep up with what's happening. Like, for example, in the first issue of Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, Kraven the Hunter shows up, but in order to get the full context of why he was in a specific location, you'd have to have been reading a Spider-Man arc going on at the same time.
So one of the strengths of our comic book is it's the one story.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have read the Power Squared multiverse to understand, which would be great if we could figure that out. But you don't have to have read all that stuff.
Right.
And I guess one of our, what's a weakness?
Oh, for Power Squared?
Power Squared.
I
know we have them.
Well, isn't that like the lack of marketing?
Yes, or readership.
Yeah.
Our fan base. So that's one of the things that marketing is supposed to help increase so that we can have a more rabid fan base.
The way he put it was we have a car and we have food, but we don't have the destination.
Right. And one of the things I thought he liked that we'd already done was we've kind of geared the website to have sort of a, you don't sign up for the newsletter, you enroll at San Ramiro Community College.
Yeah.
And all the classes, of course, are free. And you just have to buy the textbooks, which would be our comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're kind of, we know what kind of where we want to go. It's the getting there part, because it's, you have to find groups that are twins in college.
Yeah.
I don't know where those are. We need to sort of reach out to some local schools, I guess, to see. But I don't think anybody's really doing anything until fall, probably.
Yeah.
When we'll all have had the shot, or shots, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. And there's not some strain that no one knows anything about.
Right.
So I think it was pretty helpful.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the talk, and we are supposed to have him on as a guest in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And so there'll be a chance for him to talk about his book and the importance, you know, the things that he was talking to us, more in a general term for people that are starting out.
Yeah. That's helpful information that a lot of creators would like to know.
Right. So we think it would become valuable for everyone. And we talked a little bit about, again, we have scheduled David Whalen.
Yeah.
Who is behind...
The eighth.
Yeah. Is it the eighth? Yes, the eighth. So he'll be a guest. Sorry. He also has some other comic books out as well. And I have a really bad memory. So, yeah, he'll be our, hopefully our guest next week.
Yeah.
And then the following week, you're going to...
Rag on House of Leaves.
Right. So that'll be fun for everyone.
A 20-year-old meta-fictional horror story.
So it's timely. But no, I think that it was quite the endeavor to read it. So hopefully you can enlighten people about it.
Yeah.
And talk about how you found out about it.
Here's like a small preview. I only liked one layer of the book.
But you'll have to tune in to find out which layer that was.
Yeah.
Anything else that we talked about that would be... Well, we spent 30 minutes talking. So we wrapped it up in 5.
Well, I think that was generally what we talked about.
We did sort of a kind of where everybody is with what they're working on.
Yeah.
And Rachel just finished drawing the end of 17.
Yeah. And then there's another issue after that for that arc.
Right.
And then after that, it'll be something I wrote, which for that one, I decided to lean more into the manga influence.
Right. So, which, you know, we have those kind of characters in ours anyway, so it's good that we're sort of leaning more into it, I think. And then Julia's coloring 17 and Trevor finished lettering 16. So we need to figure out when we're putting out issue 11.
Yes.
We can't wait for the fan base to develop. And then he also talked about his Global Comics.
Yeah.
As a website, perhaps, for us to put our stuff up on.
Yeah.
And he said it was...
He doesn't say it to recommend it to everyone, just when the situation calls for it.
Yeah.
At least that's what he told us.
Yeah. So he may say it to everybody, too. But anyway, that was kind of where we're going with it. And, sorry, my phone's buzzing. Anything else that we talked about?
The newsletter.
Right. Oh, yeah. He recommended that if you've signed up for the newsletter, you've been getting the Bark 3 or 4 times a month. And then once a month, we send out the Hound Dog's Howl, named after, of course, the school newspaper at San Romero. And so we're just going to kind of cut back and just do a monthly newsletter, the Hound Dog's Howl, starting with, I guess, March.
Yeah.
So we'll do one more Bark. And then we'll continue to have the Bark as, I think we'll try to use it for maybe if there's an event or something we want to, like, something's coming out today or we're going to be someplace.
Yeah, so just something quick.
Yeah. So I hope that's okay with you, but we weren't really getting a lot of clicks.
Yeah.
And it is something to put together. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
So if you have been reading it, thank you. If you haven't been, well, now you only have to read one thing a month.
Yeah. There won't be as much spam as before.
And we'll still do, if you like the peak of the week, I still plan to do that, but it'll probably be just through Instagram. And then until it shows up in the Hound Dog's Howl.
Yeah.
So it'll be every week, but just a different way of finding it. So you'll have to follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you haven't already. All right. Anything else?
I guess before we wrap up, I wanted to specifically apologize to Haga's ex, who watched our last stream. I thought we would be able to get the last podcast up with all the audio, but I couldn't because I was an idiot.
Just something happened.
Yeah, I thought we could save all the audio, but we couldn't. So hopefully this makes up for it.
Yeah, I think he tuned in to hear Julia's pearls of wisdom. and so he couldn't see her, hear her. So, yeah, our apologies for that.
Yeah.
So please come back. Try us again.
So, as always, if you are watching this on YouTube and you like it, like the video, subscribe if you want to see more, and ring the notification bell if you want to see exactly when these videos go up.
All right. So until next time, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.